Okay, my friends, our friends. So today, because we are now well into the month of December and it is the season to be jolly, and I think nobody tells it better than my friend Pinkalicious. So she's having a very merry Pinkmas, and I would love to say, you know what, friends, whatever color your Christmas is, we hope it's pretty awesome. So we're going to get right into this.
I hope it's a green Christmas.
Yeah, that I was going to say, my favorite would be a purple Christmas. And I think Phillip's would be a green Christmas because that's his favorite color. But do you know, I'll be honest, I don't want my Christmas tree to be purple. I want the decorations on it to be purple. Ooh, that'd be nice. But I like purple and green together, you know? But I think our friend here in Pinkalicious wants it to be pink. Oh, yes, all of it. So let's read this story. It was written by Victoria Kahn. But before we get started on reading the story, it's time for our patron shout out. And today we are saying hello to our friend Maddie. Her dad Benjamin reached out to us and said, "You know, Maddie loves you guys and she loves reading your stories, and I think she's a big fan of our Star Wars stuff," which me too, right? Well, but anyways, Maddie, we hope that you enjoy this fun Christmas story. Are you ready? Here we go.
Are you?
Am I ready? Oh, yes. You're right. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak. Oh, yum. I've always liked
But don't eat me.
But don't eat you. Okay.
Don't eat me.
All right, don't eat him. Here we go. It was.
Because I'm not the real food.
No, you're not really food. You're just Philip. Philip the Philly cheesesteak. You ready? Okay. It was almost Christmas, and my family and I were all busy with our holiday planning. I was so excited. At dinner, we talked about what we loved about this time of year.
I love wrapping presents, said Daddy.
I love getting presents, said Peter.
I love making cookies, said Mommy.
I love eating cookies, I said.
Peter liked setting up our dad's old train set and pretending that it was going to the North Pole.
I liked putting up our handmade Christmas decorations, and we all loved having hot cocoa.
Well, now I agree with that.
As far as I'm concerned, hot cocoa is always good.
Probably the best time of probably the best Christmas drink.
Do you think?
You know, like, I love it.
Hot chocolates?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite drink?
Yeah.
Oh, more than eggnog?
I've never had eggnog.
Yeah, that's true. You've never had eggnog. It's probably because you're allergic to eggs. Okay. Moving on. After Daddy hung the mistletoe, we took a walk around the block. Look at how beautiful and unique everyone's holiday decorations are, Mommy said. Let's make this year's Christmas extra special, I said. Let's add glitter to this year's holiday cards, said Mommy.
Let's make our own wrapping paper for this year's presents,
said Daddy.
Let's put up pink Christmas lights, said Peter.
I have an idea, I said.
Oh my goodness. Her brother said, let's put up pink Christmas lights. And do you know why he said that? Because their last name has the word pink in it. It's true.
Let's get a pink tree this year, I shouted.
A pink tree, said Peter.
There's no such thing.
Of course there is, I said.
We saw one at the department store, remember? They come in forest green and white and gold and white and pink.
I was smiling at the idea, but no one else was.
Mommy looked alarmed. Daddy looked doubtful. Peter looked thoughtful. Why aren't they cheering? What could be prettier than a pink tree? Well, now here's the thing.
Purple and pink tree.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody likes bright pink. Let's see what happens. Pinkalicious, we always get a real tree from the tree farm, said Mommy. That's our family tradition.
Please, Mommy,
I begged. Besides, there are lots of different kinds of traditions. Some people ride in sleighs, and we don't. And we sing carols in our car. I marched all the way home.
And milk for Santa? We leave Santa a strawberry milkshake. That's a pinktastic Pinkerton tradition.
Said Mommy. I could see she was thinking it over. See, because their last name is Pinkerton, right?
Pinkalicious. Real trees smell so good, said Peter, sniffing the air at the thought. I look forward to coming home to the yummy smell of pine. A pink tree would be artificial, and I don't want a fake tree. Wait right here. I have just the thing, I said, and I ran off to rummage through the junk drawer.
Ta-da! Feast your nose on this. You won't ever want to leave the house.
Said Peter. I could see he was thinking it over.
Pinkalicious,
said Daddy.
Where on earth would we keep the tree? After Christmas, our house is jam-packed, full of sports equipment and art supplies.
That's easy to solve, I said. We'll keep the tree in the backyard. The Blue Jays and the Cardinals will be able to enjoy it all year long.
Said Daddy. I could see he was thinking it over. You have a thought.
I can tell. I could see from the look on your face that you were thinking something. What were you thinking?
I was thinking if the Cardinals and Blue Jays got to live in the tree, all of the ornaments would be shattered and broken on the floor.
Oh, because wild animals don't take very good care of glass ornaments.
And woodpeckers would go over and pick up the ornaments.
Yeah, well, they're not made out of wood. I guess unless they have wooden ornaments. But that might be...
pick up the glass ones, and then the glass ones would shatter.
After a few days passed, we still didn't have a tree. I began to worry. Mommy, just think. If we get a pink tree, we'd be saving a real tree from being chopped down. Can't we go today and buy a pink tree?
Mommy made her snow angel wings extra big, but didn't say a word.
Daddy, Christmas is only 2 weeks away and we still don't have a tree. If we don't get the pink tree from the store, they might run out. Can we go right now?
Daddy added more snow to our igloo, but didn't say a word.
What more could I do? I guess the only thing left was to cross my fingers and toes and hope for the best. It was almost Christmas. We mailed the glittery holiday cards. Our stockings were hung. Our Christmas lights twinkled. But we still didn't have a tree. Peter and I were working on a card for Santa when Mommy and Daddy walked through the door.
And we can see what Mommy and Daddy have in their hands.
What is it? Don't say it.
Not yet.
I gasped. Then I squealed. Then I shouted. Pink, pink, hooray! We had a new tradition. Now that we had a pink tree, it was time to start decorating it. I placed each rose, fuchsia, and magenta-colored ornament on the tree with care. It was hard for me to sleep on Christmas Eve. What would Santa think of our card?
Would he like this year's strawberry raspberry milkshake? Would he be surprised to see a pink Christmas tree? What was Santa bringing for me? Peter and I rushed downstairs. Our tree looked pink-sational. Santa left us a note, I said, waving it in the air. He's never seen anything like our tree, and it nearly blew his boots off. If he liked this idea, he was sure to like my idea for next year. A pinkerific pink Santa suit.
Oh my goodness. That might be too far. Do you think that's too far?
Yes.
This Christmas turned out to be truly pinktastic. Even the birds liked our new family tradition.
And sure enough, we found a fix to the problem. You were right that if they just put the birds, they would probably tear the... But if you put a birdhouse in the tree, then the birds have a place to live without bothering one another.
Yeah, wasn't that clever?
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a great idea.
Right? And that, my friends, is the end.